Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
in your car.
Yeah, we did speak about different colours of cars today. I believe that might have been the link.
What are you doing here?
No, I don't know. Nate just seems so confused.
I was like,
I was like, a podcast in your car.
No, I was like, very generic, but we've never covered it. But you absolutely, probably the most popular way to do so.
I thought of that. We do ask the question 131060, what colour is your car? Because Nate found a study?
It was a study saying that the colour of your car links directly to your personality type. Proved with science.
And yeah, usually what we do when we start the podcast, we go, you know, you can listen to the show while blah, blah. We usually try to find something that was on the show.
Mm.
And I looked down and I saw a car and I thought, well, people listen in their cars.
No, solid logic.
Yeah. Now you can see where my brain was.
Absolutely.
No, I don't get it. Break it down for me.
No, he just did.
No, break it down even more.
Okay, so cars, you know what they are.
This is for me. You're going to have to wind this right back.
On average, four wheels, some doors, using you to get A to B.
Yeah.
And then in them, some sort of audio thing. Nowadays, they're all...
Transmitter?
Well, I mean, yeah, but nowadays a lot of digital.
Sure.
You can connect via Bluetooth.
Oh, DAB.
Let's forget DAB. Just listen. Bluetooth.
You don't know what a car is, no, but DAB, you're on cross.
Oh, but DAB. Oof.
Well, because Nate's a big radio guy.
Yeah, I love radio. Don't know cars.
So you connect by Bluetooth.
Sure.
And you could listen to this podcast while you're in your car in the morning, which I want to shout out to all the people back in Hobes, because we used to do Hobart Breakfast, that are doing that.
Yeah.
Getting up in the mornings and going, I'm just going to listen to you.
Well, thanks for giving us the feedback, too.
Mm.
Saying, hey guys, love to have you back on the radio, which is good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's better than, oh no.
Oh God, they're back. Thank God I'm not up at night.
I did, shout out to Dan and Christy, are doing our job, and they're doing a great job. And I appeared.
And they're now doing Hobart Breakfast.
Yeah. And we used to Hobart Breakfast, we're doing nights and weekends. Oh, by the way, we're back Saturday and Sunday. I didn't tell you guys this, but I was on their show plugging this, be like, we're back, we'll come back. And you know, they intro'd me and I did that.
Yeah, the whistle. Classic whistle
clap.
Yeah,
someone commented, messaged the Hit Facebook page, Hit Hobart Facebook page, and went, I bloody thought that whistle was gone.
Oh, it's not the same person.
I don't know. I didn't see who it was.
There's one person that said it ruined their day every single day.
Love the station, love listening to the show, but it ruins my day and I've switched.
Yeah, because of that.
That whistle. I will carry that whistle to the end of my broadcasting
days. No, I told you, if you're not whistling and clapping when we're coming off an opener or something, I freak out. It feels flat.
I'd love to get really big as a show. So like, you know, like the Colin Jackie has, like they got like something like 12 producers sitting outside.
Yeah.
I'd love to just have a producer that stands behind me and whistle and claps.
A whistle clapper. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I think you would miss doing it though.
No, he does it when he wants to, but sometimes he might not feel like it.
Just in case I'm in the bathroom getting a coffee.
No, but you know
you're getting a coffee mid-show, are you?
Well, I mean,
oh, we'll go out for a smoke, mid-coffee. Nathan, I just have a yarn on the roof.
Yeah.
What is puff? Puff.
You got a lighter?
Big show.
Yeah, massive show. What's playing at the moment? Oh, one of our pre-recorded interviews that we had in the bank.
Should we go back down? Nah, we got the buttons going, the whistle guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're there. Producer Play Grace some is... back-to-back songs.
Producer Grace is still in the studio.
Where have you been?
Now you'll be out there with us smoking.
Yeah, you'll be on the Darius. You'll be the one we'll be carrying around the Winnie Blows.
You'll have the lighter.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely you will. Mate, you will. You'll have one of those long Cruella de Vil stick cigs.
You'll have a white fur, gloves. You'll have a fur coat. White gloves.
Martini.
A martini. Yes. You'll be day morning drinking.
Absolutely. You'll be...
I'm into this.
You will never be sober the whole time. When we crack it, you will never be sober.
Not drunk.
Just a buzz.
Just got a little buzz on.
A constant buzz.
You just have like one or two.
Mm. You have the phone answering in one hand and a martini in the other and a ciggy in your mouth.
No,
and you'll be like,
we'll all have a person. My person whistles and claps. Nate's person pushes the buttons.
And the dinger.
Your person holds the phone up to your ear.
Yeah.
Love that.
You could have a headset, but you choose not to.
I choose not to because I choose to make someone stand there and hold it.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a power move.
Yeah.
You're like the, what's the great actress? Meryl Streep from Devil Wears Prada.
Yep.
That's you. You will have someone, Anne. Is that a little person's name in Devil Wears Prada?
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah,
the actress that plays it. Yeah.
No, her name's not Anne in the thing.
No, I think it's Andy.
Andy.
I don't know why I knew that off the top of my head.
Also, how weird is it when actors play a role and they have the same name?
I don't like it. Hot take. Sorry.
Oh. I don't like it.
No. Like, it's not so much when their name's Anne and their character happens to be named Anne. It's more like Hannah Montana. Miley Cyrus's name in the show, Miley Stewart. Don't like that.
Oh, yeah. When it's just when it's close but not quite there.
Remember Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men was Charlie?
Yeah, he was Charlie.
No, I don't like it.
Nicolas Cage plays himself in the new movie.
Oh, that's even worse. That's like a step further.
I have a million other names. Pick any.
Give me some names.
Yeah, just what's the name?
Sarah, Jessica.
Oh, Parker.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, Australian cities have tumbled down the global livability rankings.
Oh.
Yeah, we've all had a little bit of a fall. This is apparently due to our high rate of COVID-19 infections.
I feel that's everywhere, though, isn't it? It wasn't just Australia exclusive.
And lockdowns during 2021.
Yeah, that didn't help, did it?
No. The Austrian capital, massive round of applause for Vienna.
Oh, go Vienna.
They are the number one livable city in the world.
I've been to Vienna. Beautiful part of the world. Beautiful part of the world.
Must be nice.
Don't remember much of it, but...
Was it some sort of Contiki tour?
It was just a tour with the boys. So this is like a self-made Contiki tour planned by my mum, Kath. Kath Tiki tour.
So your mum to plan a boys' trip.
She loves it.
Melbourne have come in 10th spot, making it the highest ranked Australian city.
Okay.
So Melb's in 10 around the world, but making it, yes, the highest Australian city.
Mm.
Melbourne has topped the list consecutively from 2011 to 2017.
Jeez, that's a long run, isn't it?
Had a long run.
Nail on it.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah. Oh, so they've been at top overall.
Yeah.
Not just in
2011
Australia.
To 2017.
Oh, Melbs.
They were, yeah.
I wonder who they can blame for that.
COVID.
And?
Adelaide, which ranked second last year, they've fallen to 30th.
Well, what's going on, Australia?
What's happened to Adelaide?
It's lockdowns.
Perth, they've fallen 26 spots to 32nd in the world.
Ouch.
And our friends in Bris Vegas... they've dropped 17 spots to 27th. And as for the other places around Australia, not even in the list.
Don't worry about it. What does the list end at, 100?
I'll be honest, I wanted to find out where other places were, including Hobart. And when you go to their website, the Global Livability Rankings website, you've got to sign up to become a member to access the full data.
Oh, they get you with a sting, do they?
And it just had a lot. Had to do name, email, contact number.
Next of kin.
Yeah.
Postcode.
So, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if they're not on the list.
And we never will, because we'll not be paying that $2.50 subscription.
We won't talk about this until next year. Yeah. So.
So, I mean, good on you, Melbourne. You're still in the top 10. Well done. But you have slipped. All of us. We can be better. It's Jimmy Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
It is Jimmy, Nathan, Jim. Get this, a group of personality experts. They have revealed what the colour of your car says about you. Love this. The study examined the personality traits of drivers who own cars in the top most popular shades. Actually, this is fun. Producer Grace, Jim, what do you think the top shades are? If you can guess, see if in the top 10.
Black and white.
Black and white, both in there. Well
red.
Done. Red is in there, yes. Yeah.
Red cars go fast. Black and white, blue.
Yeah, blue is in there. That's 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well done, guys. Yeah. You picked and nailed it. Well, you know what? Absolutely. Round of applause to both of you.
Thank you.
That was just a side game. Wasn't actually the point of this, but we love a side game.
What I get.
What was number one?
Number one is white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, black. Well done, guys. 31%, I didn't know this, of car owners choose the vehicle they currently drive purely for its colour.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Because if you have a colour that's too bold, like for instance, in high school, I had a friend who bought a bright blue car and she was like, I can't wear blue anymore. I can't wear red because it clashes with the blue. Like, it was a big issue for her.
But, I mean, you're saying that they don't care about the car, they just care about the colour.
Exactly. That's what 31% of people are going, no, I don't care what the car is.
Well, she got a blue car.
A friend who had a blue car.
Is this the same friend you're going to lunch with?
No, because I mean, I get what Nate's saying. Nate's saying if someone sees it, they go, I'm going to pick on the colour.
No, I'm saying that the colour is important to consider.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't get it.
I thought that was the implication of my story.
So my friend had a really bright blue car.
Hey, guys, let's leave the conversation to the experts, shall we? Yeah. Just not us. We're simply delivering the news. But here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to test the science behind this, because this is the thing, Jim. No science should be left unchecked. That's the point of it. You know, I mean, you can't just say things. So I wanted to test it out.
I don't know. Producer Grace.
Unless you're the executive producer of the Jimmy Nate Show, then you can say whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
131060, Australia, jump on the phones. What is the colour of your car? What is the colour of your car? Because I want to see if the personality traits that these experts apparently have linked to the colour of your car actually match up to you. Now, I was going to do it with the three of us first, but then that'll give away what happens in the second break. You know what I mean? Like when we get calls coming
through.
Because
people want
to hear. Absolutely. So I want to keep it a bit of a secret. But I will ask, what I will ask is, have any of you guys bought a car based on the colour? Like, is there a colour that you prefer or do you go more for the make, model of the car?
Yeah, I tend to go to neutrals so that they go with everything.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm a...
And yes, colour of a car is important.
Stop talking to her.
Sorry, Jim. Let me just direct this at you.
Thank you.
The co-host.
Yeah. Jim... Do you buy a car based on colour?
Gracious, people are calling.
It's like, I prefer neutral tones.
Somebody asked. Jim, your current car, beautiful Toyota Corolla.
Yes.
$75,000 new off the lot, I believe.
I don't think you can get it. Actually, I don't know. No, it wasn't that much.
Very nice.
No, I just bought a car because it was cheap.
Yeah, because you and I, we have very similar tastes in cars. In fact,
well, I don't think we do have that taste in car. I don't not like my Toyota Corolla. It's black, by the way. You have a Ford Fiesta that's black. Yeah. I just went to the car dealership and I wanted a cheapish car.
Yeah,
that was small because it was easy to park around the city. That
and
was
we both
much...
have hatchbacks.
Yeah, but it would be...
And we are
They call us Hatchback Brothers.
Toyota.
They call us Hatchback Brothers.
Arena.
Show's an absolute mess.
Grace, come back. No. Now she's doing her job.
No,
she's confused.
I didn't play that song. I can't even think what I was going to say. I just bought a car. It wouldn't be my top preference.
Yeah,
because I'm
right
at that point where I was like, I just needed a car.
Yeah, well, something from A to B. Yes. Absolutely. All right, 131060. I want to test whether or not these experts have nailed the personality traits of the colours of car. So jump on the phones, 131060. What is the colour of your car? And we will test the science on this next...
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Now, heaps of people called through this, which is great because we're testing the science. But I thought I'd kick things off with you and I, Jim. Both of us have a black car. Both of us have a black car. Now, according to science, the black car it's called the bouncer, is essentially the colour. Sophisticated and you don't question them. The ultimate colour of authority, it signifies being in control. Black also suggests glamour and it's alluring and mysterious. Is that us? Do you think?
No,
I think wrong. So I'm thinking zero from one. Producer Grace is going, absolutely not. That is not us.
No, it's not.
There is no sophistication here at all.
Well, I mean, that's why we're going to test it. You can't test it once. We'll see.
So absolutely no to black so far with regards to us. All right, let's go to Rose from Canberra. Rose, we got you there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you going?
We're good, Rose. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you.
Rose, it's good to start, isn't it? We're off to a fly here with Rose. Rose,
I mean, it's okay if you're not okay, but, you know, just right. It's nice that Rose is up and about on Thursday night.
We'll push on, Rose. What colour's your car?
It's dark green, forest green to be exact.
Okay, forest
and
green.
Did you pick this colour, Rose?
Yes, I did.
Okay, mm-hmm. Rose, I'm going to read you the personality you should have and you let us know if it's right or wrong, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay. Those with green cars are likely to be older motorists who are more mature, wordly, and wise. They are also likely to be retired and enjoying their new life and freedom. Are you retired, Rose?
Look, half of those are true, but the other half, I mean, if you could tell my husband that I'm like I'm wise and all that kind of stuff, yes, but I'd love to be retired at 24, but
24 years old.
Unfortunately not.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, but you'd love to be though, Rose.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But is that just green or is that forest green, dark green? Because I feel like that's pretty...
No, this is dark green. This is dark
green.
Okay,
yeah, you got me there.
So are you saying...
I've got an old lady car.
Is this a...
No, you've got someone who's...
Mature,
who, you know, has life experience and deserves to be, you know, retired's another word for feed up and relaxed.
Absolutely.
So I'm an old soul.
Yes.
If you want to say that, then, Rose, yes.
Yeah, definitely,
so,
yes.
Is this a pass?
Your husband should be doing more for you.
Oh, I can't fault him there, but okay. I think that if I could retire early, like put a couple of zeros on the end of my paycheck, that would be good.
Yeah, we'll try to make it happen.
If only we could do that. Get on your Rose. Okay, that's one from one here.
Yeah,
this is good.
Well, were we counting us? We were counting
us. I'm not counting us now because it didn't work. Alex from Richmond. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, what colour is your car?
It's like an early 2000s gold.
It's gold. Okay, I've got gold here. Okay, so this you let me know if this is correct for you, Alex. This person really doesn't mind being noticed and likes to radiate success. Gold has a long status symbol, so having a gold car or getting your car sprayed gold, you can get off the persona of wealth. You wealthy, Alex?
I'd like to think so, but not as wealthy as my car might put off.
Yeah, well, that's what it's supposed to be. Creates the idea.
Idea of wealth.
Like you're doing all right. Are you confident, Alex?
No.
Yeah.
Would you like to be?
Very much, yes.
Okay. Well, is that why you bought the gold car?
No, because it was the first car I could get my hands on at 16.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say this is correct.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you, we're doing everything we can to prove the science.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Alice wants to have more confidence, and that's what the gold car will provide.
We're two from two here. Mm. This is great. In the name of science, is what we're doing this for. Terry from Wagga. Hey, Tez.
Hey, mate. How are you?
We're going all right, bro. What colour's your car?
I've got four cars. So I've got a white one, a red one, a black one, and then my favourite one is a cherry black.
Cherry black.
So cherry black. Is that the one we should look at then?
Yeah.
Okay. So cherry black. Is that red?
It's a special HSV colour.
Right. Okay. So is that just black? I mean, unfortunately, I don't have cherry black.
It's not black.
So
it's cherry black black's black. It's like a cherry colour. You
so
know what cherry
red,
looks
yeah.
like?
Red.
It's not red. Red. A very deep red tone to it.
Okay.
So what you're going to do, Nathie, is you got red there?
Well, you want me to mix them together like I'm painting.
Like I'm painting. So okay. Read a couple out from red.
Mix red and black together.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Black. So you're going to be... Jeez, I'm putting my work into it here. All right. Okay.
Oh,
all
sorry,
right.
mate.
Yeah. All right. What do you expect
you
from
brought
me?
This to the show. This is your
segment. Yeah, I know, but I didn't know I was going to get a mix of red and black. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. So, Terry, you let me know if this. I'm going to mix red and black here. Okay. So, red, you love being the center of attention and taking the limelight and you're very confident. Are they true?
No.
No. Okay.
Yes, but the limelight, no.
Okay. Okay. Now we're going over to black again, similar to what Jimmy and I had. The ultimate color of authority. Do you like being in control?
Until the wife says otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah, so, control, yeah, that's...
Okay, so Terry, are you happy to make this a pass then for you, or is it a fail? You can be honest.
Pass.
We're three from three. This is good.
It's unbelievable.
This is good. Okay, I'm going to go to Jen. Jen from Lamington. Hello, Jen.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, Jen. What colour's your car?
It's orange.
Orange. This is good. Okay. Also known as the pumpkin, full of fun and joyfulness, and you're quite playful. Is that you, Jen?
Oh, depends on the day, mate.
Yeah, you're so... What about this? You're extremely sociable. Are you sociable?
Oh, nah. Sorry. I love the colour, but no, this is not me. I think I should be driving the Canberra ladies' car, the dark green. That fits me.
The dark green, which is... So are you retired, Jen?
Almost. Well, close.
Okay. We do some sort of car swap.
Well, let's...
Well, yeah. I had a dark green car when I was 24, so I should just swap with her.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. You know what, Producer Grace? We'll connect this up. This is great. I didn't think we'd get to this. It's like a car sales ad, really, isn't it?
It's like a buy, swap, and sell segment.
Yeah, that's all we're doing, really, isn't it? And well done to the science. So
it is.
I'm going to give it a pass here. I'm going to give it a pass. 4 out of 5 for science, thanks to the colours of cars. And well done for me for just managing to put that together.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
New behind-the-scenes pics from the new Greta Gerwig Barbie movie have dropped today, and they're very, very exciting. So it shows Margot Robbie, who's playing Barbie in like a little hot pink cowboy jumpsuit, and Ryan Gosling, who plays one of the Kens in a matching black cowboy outfit.
Several Kens, is there?
Several Kens. Apparently there's also several Barbies. So other people that are playing Kens is Shuri Gatwa from Sex Education and Simu Liu, and there will also be other Barbies. But I don't have them here in front of me. I think Issa Rae and Harry Neff off the top of my head. This is actually going to be a huge, huge movie. Other members of the cast include Will Ferrell, Kate McKinnon, Michael Cera. Also linked to the film are Bridgerton's Nicola Coughlan, actress Saoirse Ronan, and Dua Lipa, although they're not confirmed.
Jesus, someone's been on IMBD. Well done.
IMDb. That's
that was a lot of...
Thank you.
That was a lot of people.
I googled a lot of pronunciations. Good
stuff. Well done. Well done.
Similar.
He did a great TikTok on how to say his name.
He did, yes.
Yeah. He's from, what was the Marvel movie? Was it Ten Rings?
Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well done, Grace.
Thank
getting
you
all
so
that
much.
Out.
We don't know what the movie's about, though.
No, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
But it's via Mattel. I believe it's like with Mattel, the brand that produces Barbie. And it's being released July 2023 to coincide with Barbie's 60th anniversary.
Right.
So I don't know.
They must have thrown a lot of cash at this.
Yes.
Like with the names involved. I've seen a lot of people reacting unfavorably to Ryan Gosling though.
Really?
With the photos that have come out saying, nah, not for me. Don't like this, Ryan.
Oh, we have very different Twitter circles because everyone's really into him.
Well, I don't have Twitter. I'm just talking to people.
Just getting boxed down the street.
I just went down the street. Just going, hey, what do you think of the new?
I've got my phone, taking some recordings.
He looks like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, he does a bit. Yeah.
Someone yassified Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
I don't know what that
means. I'm actually very excited.
That's big on the Twitters, mate.
So. Yeah. Oh, right, you got to get Twitter, mate.
No, he doesn't.
No, because if I get Twitter, then we're all talking about Twitters and all the people like me go, well, there's no one to relate to.
No, you're so right.
You know what I mean?
This show works because we're all different.
You know what I mean?
So right.
And I've got LinkedIn. You know what I mean? I'll keep you guys up to date with who's just got a new job, you know? Who's been with the network for 8 years? Nathan. Wish them a congrats.
Give Nathan a follow on LinkedIn, guys, at Nathan Roy.
Hey, guys, I'm over 500 followers now.
Followers, is that what it's called?
Connections. I'm not even on LinkedIn and I know that.
Yeah, well, I know what your tweeters are called.
What are they?
Feathers. I don't know. Followers, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, so they don't even have their own fun name, do they? No. Yeah, generic Twitter, aren't they? Over on LinkedIn, we've got our own thing, Connections.
Anyway, Ken, the movie. Was it Barbie?
The Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
Nathan, I want to ask now on 13 10 60, who's the most attractive man in the world? Now, we were just chatting about Ryan Gosling in the new Ken movie. Good-looking rooster.
Absolutely.
You'd agree?
100%.
Grace?
I'm not personally into him, but I know that many are. Yes. Okay.
Grace is one of the people I vox popped on the street talking about the Barbie movie.
Hey, can I get you for a minute? Just want to chat about the new Barbie movie. So this is because Robert Pattinson, the new Batman, is the most attractive man in the world, according to an algorithm. The algorithm is based on the golden ratio of the beauty pie, famously originating from the European Renaissance era, and was used by Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, Leonardo da Vinci.
I mean, I know he's getting on, but it's Renaissance,
but his
Leo.
His girlfriends aren't.
Yeah, 100%. They're not.
Problematic. The algorithm gave Pattinson a top score of 92.15%. Second. Any guesses for second and third?
Ooh.
What does the algorithm take into account? Like your face and
great
stuff?
Great question, Nathan.
No, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
To calculate the true beauty of the face, the length and width of someone's face are measured and the results are then divided. A person is considered to be more scientifically beautiful if the resulting numbers are equal. So very symmetrical faces.
Yeah, symmetry is kind of...
Is it someone a bit older? So, is it like a Brad?
Cooper?
Pitt.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
He's number two.
He's third.
Third?
Oh, wow. I wouldn't have picked that.
So Robert Pattinson one, Bradley Cooper third. I don't think you're going to get second, so I will
tell you.
I will tell you. Tom Hardy.
That would have been great if I nailed that.
Okay, I'll give you one more guess. This person also plays a superhero.
Chris Hemsworth.
No, is it one of the Spider-Mans?
No.
Garfield?
I don't think you'll get it. Henry Cavill.
Superman. I can see that. He's got a very, classically handsome, chiseled features kind of
very
face.
Very classic handsome.
Yes.
Very
Clark Kent.
Huge, huge for DC Comics with Batman and Superman taking out one and two.
Well, they got to win.
Batman.
Hey, they got to win something, don't they? Because the movies are crap.
Marvel went, all right, you guys have this good-looking thing.
Yeah, and we'll take all the money from movies.
To be fair, I did like the new Batman with Robert Pattinson.
So did I. It was nice to like one.
I will say, though, I don't think Robert Pattinson is the most attractive man in the world.
I get it. I think he's kind of like...
You're into that grunge kind of look, though, aren't you?
Not so much the grunge, the kind of a bit unhinged.
Yeah, you're not the right... You're not the majority,
I'm really not the right
think.
Person.
I will give you both one. Have a think. Okay. One person who, in your opinion... I'll go to Nate first.
I'm not basing mine off just face. I would date this person.
Okay.
So, Hugh Jackman.
You date Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, I think he's phenomenal. Dance, act... Aussie, good bloke.
Just a weird
just
couple.
A legend. Nathan Hugh. Why is it weird?
I don't know.
Well, because he'd be punchy.
Because you could do so much better.
You reckon?
Well, you could.
I'd have to upset Deborah Lee Furness.
Yeah.
So. We love Deborah.
Yeah, we do love Deb.
Producer Grace?
I'm a big sucker
Nathan
for Harry
Styles.
No! Now you've made it weird, haven't you? Harry Styles.
Harry Styles,
of course.
I think that's an obvious. Yeah. I'd have to go. I'd say, I reckon Harry Styles. It depends. Everyone has a different taste. So 13 10 60 was cool, but what's the he's a kid still, but I reckon he'll.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet.
He's 21, isn't he?
No, but I mean, he's younger.
Oh, he's younger. Yes. Right.
But I think he will be one of those people that will just, yes, like Harry, that will age well and will be good looking no matter their age.
I'll be honest, Patterson, Harry Styles, and Timothy Chalamet, same person.
I'm into all of them.
We know.
All a little weird.
Yeah. We know. I told you, unhinged.
Yeah,
unhinged.
I know. I'm the only one you like that's kind of outside that normal
who
spectrum.
Says I like you. No, Dave. I like you, but
oh,
like,
you
who
don't
says
like, so you
who
don't
says
like
I'm
me?
Attracted to you?
Well, the way you're looking at me right now.
Yes, I got a little bit of dribble.
Hey, mate, lucky you're on that side of the desk, I tell you. Get away from me. All right, 131060. Australia, jump on the phones right now. In your opinion, who's the most attractive man in the world? And you know what? If you give us a call, $50 Menulog vouchers up for grabs. You want one? Who's the most attractive man in the world? Give us a call, 131060. It's Jimmy and
Nate. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Just ask 131060, who's the most attractive man in the world? This is after an algorithm put together based on the golden ratio of the beauty pie, famously used by Leonardo da Vinci for the Mona Lisa.
Not DiCaprio.
Mona? I don't even know her.
Just met her, guys.
And that's why it looks like she's... I've never seen it in real life. You have?
I'll be honest, and I've said this before in a public forum. Yeah.
It's very small, isn't
it? It's not that.
It's not as big as you thought.
It's not that impressive. But the thing is, we've seen so many representations of the Mona Lisa. If you Google it, it's the same experience as seeing it.
Well, they say that when you see it in real life, I haven't, but it follows you. The eyes follow you in the room. And that's because of this pie thing where the face is perfectly symmetrical.
Right.
And this algorithm has decided that Robert Pattinson is the most beautiful man, followed by Henry Cavill, Batman, Superman, and then the weird rat thing from Guardians of the Galaxy, Bradley Cooper.
Rocket, yeah, of course.
Severe.
Ashley from Glendale. Hi, Ash, how are you? Oh, we've got alien noise from Ash. Ash is coming to us from Mars. Ooh, that's interesting.
Sounds like she's underwater.
I know. I know normally what a radio show do is move on, but this is quite fun. Sounds like a sound effect, doesn't it?
You might have dropped it in the toilet.
I know. We've got like five other callers, but I'm having too much fun doing this. All right, Ash, maybe we'll come back to you. Paige from Newcastle. Hi, Paige.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We're good, Paige. Did you hear that little alien noise or no?
Yeah, I was laughing. That was good.
Thanks, Ash. Thanks, Paige. No, but also, thanks to Ash for letting us do that.
Thanks, Ash.
What are we asking again?
Oh, Paige, yeah. Who do you think's hot?
Who's a good-looking rooster, Paige?
So I definitely feel like I'm meant to say my partner, but he wouldn't be listening. He would be asleep.
Fair enough.
Michael B. Jordan out of, like, Black Panther. Oh, he is... something else.
He's a good-looking rooster.
I was about to say, Paige, I don't know if you know this, but Michael B. Jordan is recently single, but you have a partner.
I do. I do know this.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I just don't think that, like, I look like anything like his type, so.
Oh, you don't know that, Paige. I reckon you
personality
are.
Personality plays a big part.
And also, Paige, I reckon you're stunning. I've never seen you, but I reckon you're stunning and perfect for Michael B. Jordan.
I would like to hope so. That would be nice. Yeah. Balcondrome.
So you tell your boyfriend.
Have you got one of those? What are those, like, the celebrity hall pass with your partner? Have you got one of those set up?
Oh, I would hope so. If the opportunity came, like, I would think that, like, it would be an okay conversation.
Well, Paige, sounds like there's a few conversations you need to have. Report back to. All right, we're gonna go back to Ashley, underwater Ashley. Ash, we got you.
Yes, finally.
What happened, Ash?
I don't know. It just went all weird.
It was kind of. Could you hear it too, Ash?
Yeah, it was really loud on my end too.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Who do you think's a hot bloke, Ash?
Gerard Butler, and yes, I have a hall pass.
Oh, you've done your research.
And you've done the discussion with your partner.
Yes, I get the side eye every time he comes on the TV.
why Gerard Butler, Ash?
I don't know. I think it's the accent and just, I don't know, his mannerisms.
I'm surprised the amount of people, Ash, that I know. One of my exes used to be obsessed with Gerard Butler.
Yeah, that's why I left you. She's now with Gerard Butler. Yeah. That's why you got to be careful of hall passes.
You got to be careful.
Nat from Victoria. Hi, Nat.
Hey, how you going, guys?
We're good, Nat. Who's the hottest bloke in the world?
Oh, come on. Has to be Jon Bon Jovi.
Oh,
John Bon Jovi.
Joe Bojo. Okay.
Oh, God, yeah. 27 years married, and he's definitely still my hall pass.
Okay, so did you establish this 27 years ago, Nat, with your partner?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, a long time ago.
Have you ever been in the same room as John Bon Jovi?
Oh, concerts, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever, like,
have you ever
locked eyes with him as he's performing?
Oh, of course, at Rumba.
And do you think that he feels the same way that you feel?
He definitely feels the same way.
Yeah.
What does your partner think of this, Nat?
Oh, don't worry about him.
Jenny from Hobart. We know Jenny from a while back. Hello, Jen. How are you?
All right, thank you. How are you, fellas?
We're good, Jenny. We miss you. Are you going all right?
Yes, thanks. Yeah.
Jenny, we're
I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, that's good, Jenny. You, Jenny. Jenny, we're talking sexy blokes. Who's the top of your list?
Danny Lakey.
So you're talking about the bloke who used to do the shift that we're doing right now, Jenny?
Yes.
So what was it about Danny, and why can't we take that mantle away from him?
Oh, no. Well, he's not your average looking type man.
No. He's a bit odd.
He's got the long hair. Looks a bit like Jesus, don't you reckon, Jenny?
Oh, God. Well, the good Lord created him, so...
The good Lord.
But he's got the most sexy eyes.
Oh, sexy eyes.
What about our eyes, Jenny? You don't think our eyes are sexy?
I've never seen your eyes, but no, Danny definitely. Oh. He's just...
Sounds like you.
I'm a senior citizen, but you know what? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Absolutely, Jenny.
He is it.
Mm. Jenny, are we like a close second and third, or are we nowhere near?
I've no idea what you fellas look like.
If you had to guess, what do you think we look like, Jenny?
Do you wear glasses?
Jimmy, I do.
Jimmy does.
Jenny, I wear glasses.
Well, I don't know. I've no idea. I can't visualise what you would look like. But I'll try to find out.
Try to find out, Jenny, and you report back and you tell us if we can overtake Danny Lakey on the sexy Jenny scale, okay?
Okie dokie, I will.
All right.
Thank you, Jenny.
Good on you, Jenny. We'll pass on your message. Anything you want to say to Danny as well? He's still a friend of ours. We'll pass on a message.
Best of good luck with your new show, Danny, with Maz.
Mm.
And
you up.
With a bit of luck, maybe Danny Lakey's show one day will return again.
Oh, Jesus, Jenny.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
It's Jimmy and Nate live around the country. Thanks so much for being a part of it, guys. And Jim, we love this lady to death. She's an ARIA award-winning Australian singer, songwriter, actress.
Triple threat.
She's a triple threat. She can sing, she can dance, she can act. She won X Factor. She can also do radio. She won X Factor in 2012. And since then, she's been streamed, get this, more than 91 million times. Her new single, Dance Again, is out now. It is a bop, as always. Samantha Jade, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God, what an intro. Thanks, guys.
Oh, our pleasure, Sam. You are an absolute ray of sunshine every time we get you on the show. How are you?
And very nice.
Where are you at the moment in the world?
I'm in Sydney right now, and I'm doing well. Yeah, it's just nice to have a song out and be talking about it, and, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
We've been chatting to
As a singer, you'd be happy to have a song out, Sammy.
We were chatting to Vance Joy earlier in the week, and he was saying his new album, he'd been sitting on those songs for such a long time. Like, he didn't really want to release the album until he could get out and tour again. Is it the case with this song? Is this a new written song? Have you had it for a while?
I've had it for ages. I wrote it in the lockdown, in COVID, like the lockdown last year. And I think it's just one of those things that, you know, like he said too, you know, you just kind of feel like you want to make the most of it. And like when you're performing these songs, you don't want to do it through Zoom. It's so different.
No.
You want to be in person, you know.
Sammy, what gets a song over the line for you? So you said you've held on to it for a while and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, what is it? When do you know a song is like, yep, you know what? It's time for Sammy Jade to release this.
Do you know what? I have this group of people, like my little besties, like my little people that I send it to, and I kind of go like, which one do you guys like? And then they'll help me choose which song. And then it kind of just feels like the right time. Like, it felt like the right time to put something out, especially since, you know, I love putting out like kind of ballads in winter, because this is when we need sing time songs.
It's
you know,
true.
Like,
And yeah, that, like you're driving along in your car, it's freezing outside and you're singing at the top of your lungs, you know.
I love that, Sammy, that your friends are very supportive, because anytime Jimmy and I bring up radio to any of our friends, they go, shut the hell up. We get it. Yeah, we don't care.
We put in the group message. We said, what do we ask Samantha Jade? They're like, that's your job. Yeah. Don't come here.
Who cares?
Well, it's funny. Is it kind of like, we saw the song title like Dance Again first, right? And we thought, okay, this is this big dance anthem. And then we were like, you know, it's wintertime. Isn't bangers come out in summer? Then we listen to it. It is a ballad. Is that kind of interesting in itself? Because I know there's a bit of a story about it as well with your mum.
Yeah, my mum was a dancer. So she danced from when she was like 3-4 years old. She was a dancer her whole life. And my mum got cancer. And basically when she was diagnosed, it kind of had spread through her body and she couldn't really move anymore, to be honest. So she couldn't walk. And she, of course, couldn't dance. And that was her favorite thing to do. And she used to always say to me, like, use your legs and, you know, when you still have them and do things that you still can do, and always try and, you know, see the glasses half full. And that's what the song's ultimately about.
That's so beautiful, Sammy. Is it hard to channel that kind of stuff through music, or is that a perfect way to express the way you're feeling and I guess reform those beautiful memories?
I think for me it's the easiest way because I've been writing songs since I was like 14. So it's kind of the best. For me, it's that I probably like express myself better through music than, you know, if you ask my fiance, he's probably like, just write a song about it. Like, I probably am better than talking in real life about
it. Sure.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, speaking of your fiance, is there sort of a song coming out? Because I know you've postponed the wedding a few times. Is there a song about, you know, finally getting married coming out soon? Is that the next single?
Well, first, there's an album on postponing weddings.
So. It's called Perth, Please Open Your Borders.
Let my friends come.
Yes, exactly. I need my dad to walk me down the aisle. That sucked. Every time I'd be on my way home or we'd be starting to plan, they'd shut the borders and we'd be like, well, guess that's scratch from back to scratch again. But I definitely have written a few love songs in my time. You know, anything that inspires me. It's kind of weird. Like I might even just be like walking down the street and some random person that I'm at the coffee shop next to, I'll overhear a story and I'm like, oh, that's really inspiring, or like I feel like I know that, I'll write about that. So it's just like, you draw it from anything.
Actually, Sammy, I mean, on the theme of weddings, I always find this interesting. I always want to ask somebody like this this question. When you're picking a performer at a wedding, so like a singer or something like that, are they shitting it? Like, because if I'm a singer, which I'm not, I have no rhythm or musical ability anywhere in my body. But if I'm performing at Sammy Jade's wedding,
you reach out and you're like, "Hey, my name's Samantha Jade. I'm looking for a singer," and they're like, "Samantha, wait, what?"
I'll tell you what. I am packing it. Are you like a Simon Cowell kind of like a Dicko Mark Holden situation when you're judging, or are you? How do you pick who the performer is?
Do you know what? I actually, we're not having a singer at our wedding. And I think it is because maybe if they're like a little off or something, that will really bug me. I'll be like, oh, I can't quite dance. Sorry, Pat. I can't because this person's off.
Did you ever think about performing at your own? Because Nathan, I don't know if Justin Bieber performed at his own wedding to Hailey Bieber. Did that ever cross your mind?
Do you know what? Nah, because I want the night off. I don't want to have to perform. You know, I feel like, you know, I'll be up there dancing and have fun with all my friends. But nah, it's a night off for me that night.
Or a few champagnes. And you're like, guys, give me the mic.
Give me the mic. I'll show you how it's done.
Totally. And then I'll be off. I'll be completely off.
That's right, though. It's your wedding. No one can say anything.
Yeah, totally.
You can do whatever you want.
Sammy J, we absolutely adore you. We are going to get the new track on now. It is called Dance Again. It is an absolute anthem. It is a bop. We love you to bits. You are a ray of sunshine.
Thank you,
we
guys.
Know the song is an anthem of positivity, and you absolutely embellish that yourself. So thank you so much for being a part of it.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you so much for having me.
We love you, Sammy J. Thanks for being a part of it.
Thanks, guys.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Thursday night, Jim, we've almost wrapped up our first week in this new little home of ours, 9 to 11, Monday to Thursday. We are the newbies and new kids on the block. So here at Jimmy and Nate Australia, we need your help. We've done this a few times this week already, and we want to do it again because it works brilliantly. And Australia, you love to help out. You're very helpful people, and need you.
Most helpful.
We want to know what's going on. 13 10 60 Australia, jump on the phones right now and answer this simple question. What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Are you coming home from work? Are you heading to work? Maybe you're up studying, you're going out to dinner, whatever it is.
Just finished a hot date.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're on the hot date.
Oh, it was bad. It was awful. And yeah. You just want to vent.
Yeah.
Call up your boys and go, geez, guys, it was awful.
Well, you need a way out. You're like, sorry, I've got to leave this date. Why? I've just got to call 131060. You know
what
I mean?
If you're on a date listening to us, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, I reckon it's a way of love, you know, listening to us. There might be sitting in the car making out, you know what I mean, listening to us.
Yeah, no.
You know, having
still
us on there.
It would be weird. You know, I mean, I'd turn the radio down if I was going to start macking on. Sorry, can I just turn this up? Jimmy Nathan back on.
Yeah. Oh, they're doing that segment I love.
Yeah, no. Tell me more, Nate. I mean, person I'm dating.
Me. 131060. Jump on the phones right now, Australia. We want to know what you're doing, what you're up to right now, because we want to know what the vibe is of 9 to 11 at night, you know, so we can match it for you. And
What should we be talking about?
Exactly.
Should we do a dating segment?
100%. 131060. Jump on the phones right now. We've also got some menu log vouchers to give away. The food you want delivered. Did somebody say menu log? You want one of those, Australia? It's very simple. You jump on the phones right now, 131060, and all you do is tell us what you're up to. What are you doing? What are you doing right now? 131060, jump on the phones.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
What are you doing? We are new. We are new to the new night slot, and we need a little bit of a vibe check. We want to know what everyone's up to between the hours of 9 and 11. Hence, we just asked the question, 131060, Australia. What are you doing? Let us know. Jess from Campbelltown on the line. Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good tonight. How are you?
We're good, Jess. What are you doing, Jess?
I am cooking dinner.
Cooking dinner?
Tonight, okay. Yeah.
What are you
We're
up?
Having buttered chicken with rice.
Oh, it's a person after our own heart, Jess.
And then for dessert, we're going to have jelly and chocolate yogurt.
Oh, I love a chocolate yogurt.
Yogurt in so long.
Those flip ones, Jessica, with the little chalky chips, and you flip it over.
Oh, Jess. How many are you cooking for, Jess?
I'm cooking for three. I'm cooking for my partner. I'm cooking for my five-year-old. My five-year-old's having a bit of a late night.
That is a late for five-year-old.
And just myself. It is, yeah. She had a bit of a nap this afternoon, so big day at school.
Nice. Yeah, well, a nap will do that. You know what
100%.
I mean? You're up and about.
And I'll tell you what.
Had a great nap today.
A yoga will put you straight to sleep, which is good. Jess, anything else you want to tell us? Do you normally listen to the radio whilst you're cooking at home?
Yeah, I listen to the radio quite a bit, actually, even when I'm driving to work and I've got the radio now playing and I've got an actual radio in my bedroom listen to it quite often.
Any chance you'll give us a listen on Saturday and Sunday? We're back on Saturday and Sunday morning.
Always. I'm always listening whenever I've got a moment. So,
Jess!
Always.
We love you, Jess. Thanks for calling through, okay?
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Jess. Enjoy the yoga. Oh, I love that.
Butter chicken. Oh, no. Some garlic cheesy naan bread. Oh, not many ones.
I tell you what, you throw in a glass of red. Oof.
Come here and kiss me on the mouth.
Alex from Victoria. Hello, Alex.
Hello. How you going?
Oh, we're good, mate. What are you doing? Good. What's going on?
Oh, not too bad yourself, man. Just trying to keep warm and, to be honest, chilling and having a nice warm cup of soup.
Oh, what kind of soup you got, Alex?
Chicken and awesome noodle.
Chicken noodle. Love a bit of soup.
Chicken and noodle.
How good's a bit of hot soup on a cold winter's night, Alex?
It's actually lovely. And it's like, oh, it just makes you want to get into bed.
It does. It warms the soul.
Oh, no. Alex, you're going to put us to sleep. This is beautiful. And we've still got half an hour left of this show. So
I reckon we call it.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, we go get some soup.
Oh,
go over to Alex's
place.
Give me
some baggy noodles. We're going to bed. Good on you, Alex. James from Sydney. G'day, James.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Oh, we're good, bro. What are you up to? What are you doing?
Mate, I'm actually at work doing some overtime just to get one of the companies that I look after, one of their cars back on the road for tomorrow.
Oh, wow. A bit of OT on a Thursday night. All right. So are you a mechanic, are you, James?
Yeah, mate. I'm my own business. Just bought it a year ago. So this is why I got to do that overtime.
You got to put in the work, James, You always have us on in the shop?
Yeah, mate. Actually, I do. So from 8 a.m. from when I get in here to whenever I get out, whenever I'm lucky enough to leave.
Stop it. I love that.
Oh, good on you,
James,
mate.
Is just a big, family. Man. James is family.
James, so far we've spoken to people who've been having some dinner. Mates will ask, what are you having for dinner, bud?
I had breakfast probably about 3 hours ago, so I haven't even planned lunch yet.
Well, what was breakfast, James?
Oh, mate, it was actually a kebab.
You can't go wrong with a kebab.
Another person after our own heart.
We love a kebab.
Good on you, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Bridget from Victoria to round things out. Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
Bridget, what are you up to? What are you doing?
I just finished playing a game of basketball, and now I've gotten Macca's for dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
another person after...
let's start with the basketball. Winner?
Yes, we did.
Oh yes, Bridget.
Awesome. How did you play, Bridget?
I actually played pretty well. I scored 13.
Oh wow.
Jeez, double digits.
Shout out your team, Bridget. Who's the team?
We call the Thunderbirds and we just play socially on Thursday night.
I love it. Thunderbirds.
The mighty Thunderbirds, mate.
Who was the best player out there tonight, Bridge?
I think it was a bit of a team effort. I didn't do a whole lot of running, but I did scoring. So.
Oh, yeah, that's how you win the game, mate. That's how you win the game.
All right, well, talk to us about your Macca's order, Bridget. What did you get?
I got a Nuggies meal.
True story. Last night we were in Melbs after the show. We had the Vance Joy world famous rooftop, and we went to the Macca's near the Fox. And Nath, it was like about 12:30, I think, because we had a bit of stuff to do afterwards. Nath got a 10-piece chicken nugget.
10-pack of nuggies. Bridge, do you go the 10 or you go the 20?
I went the 10.
You went the 10.
Okay, last night Nath said 10 isn't enough. Are you feeling satisfied right now, Bridget?
Well, I haven't eaten it yet, but I would never be able to fit in 20.
Yeah, so you haven't eaten it yet, so you would really like us to stop talking to you, Bridget, yeah? Shut up so you can eat.
No, that's totally fine. I called you. I made this choice.
No, you did.
You did. Well, we'll keep talking then. What else do you want to know?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, an old episode, get this, of Sesame Street. Deemed so scary it was axed after its TV debut has resurfaced online after it was taken down everywhere. So apparently when this surfaced, when it first aired, 1976, everyone said it was so scary that it got deleted and then appeared online a few years later, and then Sesame Street did everything they could to take it down. It's back, guys.
It's back.
It's back.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a different time, the 70s.
Yeah, it is a different time, isn't it? So apparently this episode was so scary, complaints came in from parents of kids saying that their kids were having nightmares and never wanted to watch Sesame Street again.
You're going to tell us what this episode's
about. I'll tell you
what
the episode's about, yes.
Producer Grace, I reckon we should reach out to Elmo.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
People don't know this, but we're quite close with the Elmo from the Sesame Street.
Elmo actually got us this job, putting some words for us. Yeah.
Maybe Monday.
Maybe Monday. Yeah, we can get him on.
Love to get Elmo on.
I'll reach out to his people. He is notoriously difficult, but I'll do my best.
He loved Hobart. We used to Hobart breakfast. He used to holiday down there. We'd just grab him when he was there.
It was convenient.
Yeah.
It was convenient.
He didn't come down for us.
It's like when Fatboy Slim did a performance down there just because he wanted to go to Hobart. Elmo's
a true story. Fatboy Slim was on a holiday and his manager went, just do a show when you're down there, it'll pay for it.
I'll tell you about this scary episode. So the episode apparently had a cameo from the Wicked Witch of the West from the 1935 film The Wizard of Oz.
Well, because she hadn't aged. Well, scary.
Scary. I mean, a witch is quite scary. Now, in the episode, the witch ends up in Sesame Street after she loses her broom, and apparently Big Bird and his friends, they had to conjure a spell to send her away. Now, this, apparently, the Wicked Witch was so scary that people turned off the show, Producer Grace.
Hmm.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
No, I was
going to
say, I didn't know that Big Bird could do magic.
Neither did I. But apparently in this one-off episode.
Actually, then he was a little bird, but it went wrong. Turned himself into a big bird.
That was the big thing. It was like a little Tweety.
It was just like the other size. It was like Elmo, Oscar the Grouch, Bert and Ernie. And he tried to make the broom go.
Well, it's a good point.
Witch away, and he's like, oh no, I'm a big bird.
Yeah, like
I'm not great at impressions.
That was a grab from the show. That when that actually happened.
Have we got audio from this?
I do have a little bit. Okay, I have the happy ending. So the bit at the end.
No, I want the scary bit.
I don't want the scary bit because I don't want to scare anybody listening. You know what I mean? So I've got
the
bit at the end.
Scared children.
The whole episode scared children. So this is a little bit from the scary Sesame Street episode featuring the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'm glad she came here because it was very interesting and really exciting.
Exciting? Maybe for you, but not for me. All I want to do is to get out of here. And fly home to Oz where I belong. Room to Oz!
My witch? Oh, she flying!
And that's how the Wicked Witch left. So. You guys are so scared you can't even say anything.
No, just. Since she's come such a long way.
Yeah, oh, that with the audio. Yeah.
It's just.
You thought the 1976 audio would. It's a sound effect, you know what I mean? Someone had like a little sound effect board going like that, you know?
Good.
Were there any kid shows that gave you the heebie-jeebies growing up? There's one for me, Pingu. couldn't stand it. Still can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't like claymation.
Claymation. My partner Meg, she hates Wallace
Chicken
and Run.
Yeah, Chicken Run.
Yeah,
yes.
Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run.
I love Chicken Run.
I have nightmares watching Chicken Run.
Yeah,
it's a terrifying movie.
People are freaked out by it.
I was never scared of a show, but when I went to Movie World as a kid, I punched the mechanical gremlin.
Yeah, the gremlin.
Well,
they're quite scary.
At Movie World, and I cut my hand open, and it was a whole thing.
How old were you?
Oh, like 8 or something.
Mm.
It popped out because you're in a little like roller coaster. It was like a little, I think it fit 4 people.
Mm.
It's just mum and dad and me. And it goes, and jumps out. And I went, bam. Left, right. Good night. But it was mechanical. So it was soft on the outside. But when I hit him, I split my hand open.
Yeah.
What did you think? Were you trying to protect your family? What was going through your brain?
Just, I was 8 and it scared me. It jumped out, so I smacked it. Hit it before it gets me. You know what I mean?
Imagine you're in Sesame Street when the Wicked Witch came
I got in trouble too.
Yeah, like
I went to Movie World jail. What? Well, yeah, because they were going...
Movie World jail. They locked you up.
Well, no, they went, we need to chat to him. And because I damaged the mechanical gremlin. That ride's no longer there, by the way.
Because you permanently damaged.
And then mum was, you know, my mum, she's very apologetic. Dad was quite, he was angry at them. Well, what do you expect? Buddy, your gremlin jumps out, you punch him. I've taught him well. Dad was never prouder. yeah. Anyway, yeah, so.
Yeah. This is a good time to announce we're doing a show from Movie World. Apologise. Is...
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
I want to ask now on 13 10 60, how do you sleep at night?
How do you sleep at night?
How do you sleep at night,
knowing
Australia?
What you've done.
I'm talking what position do you take in the bedroom?
Yeah, got you.
When you're going to
When you're sleeping. We're not doing that one, yep.
When you're in bed and you're going to sleep, how is your body positioned?
We're doing naughty 10-40, are we?
I think Abby Chatfield owns 80-40, 8-40. Anyway, according to TikTok's mattress and pillow expert, because there's always an expert on TikTok now.
Okay.
This is at Lev Tex. Sleeping on your front is not as good as you think. It might be the most comfortable position to sleep in, but it's bad for your back.
Yeah.
So this guy's some sort of sleep spurt / what's the person that rubs you?
Masseuse.
Chiropractor?
Physio. Physiotherapist. Okay.
Mm. Well, anyone can rub you, really.
You're so right.
You pay enough money.
They'll do more than rub you, mate. When you lie on your front, muscles have to extend for prolonged periods of time to maintain the position,
sure,
said James Lionheart. He said muscles don't like to be hard for a long period of time.
Mm. Let me
eventually
tell you.
Eventually they go soft. And if they don't, consult your doctor.
Absolutely.
What about you guys? Before I tell you
which one are we asking? Because we've covered a few topics.
How do you sleep at night?
How do you sleep at night?
Before I tell you, there is a best position to sleep in, but before I get to that, well, how do you sleep now?
I sleep curled over on my left, so on my left side.
So on your side?
Left side, and my knees are kind of up a little bit, yeah.
Like you...
Like kind of knees on top of each other.
Like you're sitting on a chair, but on your left side.
Yeah, like I was sitting on a chair and someone's kind of just pushed me over onto my left side. That's what it looked like. Yeah.
Yep.
But sometimes I'll move around a little bit. I can't sleep on my tummy because I feel like it pushes on my bladder, makes me need to wee.
Okay. I like sleeping face down.
Mm.
Producer Grace?
Yeah, I sleep face down with my leg up and my arm under my pillow, exactly like that video. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not good. That's why I'm so sore all the time.
How do your partners sleep with you? Like, are they helpful? Are they trying to cuddle you and you're like, get away from me?
Oh, I don't cuddle at night.
Okay.
Mm. I'm like, nope, don't touch me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Trouble in paradise.
No.
That's why the engagement rings come off.
The engagement ring is still on. Thank you very much.
It wasn't in that photo you uploaded.
No, my partner Diana, she sleeps on her back and I kind of toss and turn a little bit, but mostly on my stomach.
I'm a bit of a toss and turn. Meg doesn't love how I sleep because I'm quite active. Talk a bit.
Well,
chat a bit.
The best position to sleep in, Nath, is the way you sleep.
Oh, wow. I've nailed it.
On your side with your legs slightly up, so you're like you're sitting on a chair, but one little...
Yes, yeah, please. I was excited.
Producer Grace just pointed out. It's an audio medium, but you pointed straight away.
Like, yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't mean to. I actually didn't mean to then. Sorry.
You can see why I stopped.
I'll tell you, mate. We're going to call the engagement of this show in a minute.
13 10 60 if you want to be a producer. So on your side, as Nay said, stacked up with your legs raised, but just a slight difference.
Uh-huh.
You want to put a gap between your legs.
Oh, okay.
So you sort of don't want your legs on top of each other.
So sometimes I do put a pillow between my legs. Yeah, I sometimes do that.
The reason I asked about your partners is this bloke is suggesting if you like cuddling your partner, so you cuddle them, right? Because you can still do that on your side, you know, but then put your top leg on top of them.
Yeah, I do. I do do that sometimes. I absolutely do that. And Meg says it's too heavy.
Okay.
And followed by get off me.
So, you just lay or a pillow.
Mm, but, yeah, and I also overheat. Yeah, if I'm touching another person for too long.
Is that why you...
Yeah, not into that. So,
don't like being on top of someone for too long?
Anywhere near someone. Just the body heat, mate.
Too much.
It overdoes me too much, you know what I mean? I'll do a quick cuddle when I get in, and don't touch me.
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah, I know. That's why
really?
We're... Yeah, yes. I know.
I love a cuddle. Yeah. I fall asleep with my partner.
No.
Just cuddled up.
That's why producer Grace and I, we always share a bed, which is really... Yeah, it's really nice.
It works.
We don't go near each other. Quick cuddle and then get off me.
Little kiss, kiss.
That's too much.
Roll over.
131060. How do you sleep, Australia? Jump on the phones. How do you sleep?
Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
We just asked 131060, how do you sleep? This is after a sleep spurt on TikTok has come out and said that the worst way to sleep is face down on your tummy. Mm-hmm. And the best way to sleep is on your side, stacked up, so your legs are sort of raised up like a little Jenga tower.
Mm-hmm.
A little gap between your legs.
I didn't know I'd nailed sleeping so much because that's exactly how I sleep.
Sideways.
It's the end of a long week, mate.
Let's go to Beck.
Just move on. Beck from Melbourne. Hello, Beck.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Beck. How do you sleep at night?
I actually have quite a few different positions. So my main one is spooning my partner. He prefers me to spoon him.
Oh, so controversial. Controversial.
No, I'm okay, the same, Beck. So my partner is, I've got about, what would you say, 35 kilos on my partner?
Oh,
135. I've probably got about 40 kilos on my partner, Beck, and I prefer her to spoon me. But the problem is when she does it, she goes, she can't breathe because her face is in my back. Are you the same with your partner?
Yeah, I am actually. But I prefer to spoon him anyway because I feel like he just like rips my hair or his... I can't move when he... Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's position one. What else have we got?
Because I get quite a sore back. I usually like lie on my side with a pillow in between and it's like my knees up.
Yep.
Okay,
that's probably my go-to.
Mm.
Yeah, or the third, I actually like lying on my stomach with one of my legs up in the air.
Yeah, see, so that's...
taking up the whole bed.
Yeah, that apparently is the most popular one, but apparently that's bad for your back, Beck.
Yeah, well, my back's stuffed.
maybe
that's where you got to listen. It's old Jimmy and Nath, mate. We're just telling you. Spoon your partner. We love it. We love it. The bigger guys love it. So give him a little cuddle tonight, Beck.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Priscilla from Sunshine. Is it just called Sunshine, is it? Beautiful part of the world. Hello, Priscilla. We got you there?
Hello. Yes.
Are you in a place called Sunshine, eh?
Sunshine.
Huh. That's stunning.
Western suburbs.
Okay. Western suburbs.
Love that. All right, Priscilla, how do you sleep?
On my left, on my side.
Yeah.
I'd left.
What are your legs doing?
Sort of up a little bit.
Yep.
Halfway.
Yeah.
I think
that's the proper one.
Apparently that's the go-to, but you should have a little gap between your legs. Do you ever put a pillow in there or a partner?
No.
No?
No partner, no. Well, he's a shift worker, so he's always at work.
Okay.
But I reckon it's a mattress. I've got the sleeping duck.
Okay.
And I swear... I don't work for Sleeping Duck, so...
This sounds like SponCon,
it does
Priscilla.
This sounds like SponCon.
But it's the best mattress.
Best mattress.
Well, let's just even this out. Koala's also very good. James!
Why are they all animals?
Nowadays. Yeah, I don't know why. That's another finder for the weekend. James from Bundoora. Hi, James.
Lads, how are we tonight?
Mate, we're going all right. How do you sleep, Jimbo?
Look, I'm going to tell you, not spooning the missus. Ever since she's moved in, all I get is hair in my face and I'm facing the other way.
Yeah, I don't like
overrated.
I don't like spooning either, James. Do you like being spooned?
Look, I've got to be nice. She's sitting next to me. I reckon she's shit house, but I'll...
James, do you miss the days of when it was just you, you know, by yourself in your own bed?
Sorry, you broke up. What was that?
Do you miss the old days when it was just you in your bed? No missus.
No, I had the dog in the bed. He kept me a lot warmer.
James, I'll remind you, you sit next to your partner at the moment, so good luck with that next conversation. Rachel from Shep, wrap things up for us. Hi, Rach.
Hi, guys. How you going?
We're good, Rach. How do you sleep?
Oh, I reckon I've got this sleep thing worked out, and I generally sleep with my eyes closed.
Okay. Oh, she's doing a bit. It's a bit. I loved it. Well done, Rach. Clever. That's good.
Did you put that last producer?
Yeah,
it's good.
Did she get you?
Yeah, she did, actually. Good. I went, oh, how I didn't sleep? Expect that.
With your eyes closed. Very good.
I did ask how you sleep.
Yeah.
Rachel nailed it. Well done, Rachel.
You ask a silly question, you get a great answer.
She's getting a menu log voucher.
Yeah.
That made me. That did make me laugh. That was a real laugh.
Absolute zinger.
I was going to give it a 5 out of 10, but I'm giving it a 6 out of 10 now. One part because of Rachel from Shepparton there, and also Samantha Jade, absolute ray of sunshine, yes, as Nate said earlier. Us three, not so great.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Mm. Why?
At the start of the show, I called you Grace. Then I said cheat or sleet something.
Yeah, you called me a sleeter.
Sleeter, yes. So I mean, if you're rating me, Jimmy, I'd give myself a 0. Though I did have one funny joke. You can see it on the socials there, Jimmy. No. And we're back up to 6 out of 10, guys. Nate, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to sit at around a 7, I reckon. Around a 7. Yeah. I read Sammy Jade was phenomenal. I think she saved the day. Sesame Street chat, bit of fun. I'll be honest, I'm just reading things now.
I'm just looking at
nothing
the show
really stuck up. The thing I'm looking forward to is just pressing the finish button, really. You know what I mean?
Don't say that. I'm love.
Sad now.
Yeah.
Well, now everyone's brought it. You started with a low rating, so.
Well, that sometimes happens, mate. Earlier in the week, I rated a 4.
That's true. It's an improvement on that, isn't
it? Yeah, that was Monday's show.
And I've just said 7. 7's good. 7's like a.
Why's your voice going high?
That's good. It's right. I'm fine.
What back in Sesame Street? Producer Grace.
I'm going to give it a 7 too. I think it was an all right show for our fourth show this week.
Yeah. And look, just a reminder, we are back Saturdays and Sunday mornings all around Australia. So if you're, if for some reason you're up and about on the weekends early, tune in.
Tune in, guys, because we're going to be there.
Mm.
And you know, if you need, like, we've got some menu log vouchers. So if you need.
If for no other reason,
and you want some menu log, unless have we given them all away? We don't.
Maybe. I'll have to check.
Oh, God, we've got no reason for people to listen.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.